Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming world is buzzing as EA Sports FC 26 launches with a preseason reward system, drawing excitement and daily engagement from players looking to grab exclusive cards and coins. However, celebrations turned to controversy when a pricing error let players use VPNs to buy FC points far cheaper than usual, exposing flaws in the game's economic integrity. EA responded rapidly, issuing bans and rollbacks, which sparked debates about fairness, player culpability, and the overall health of digital economies in live service games. Meanwhile, Black Myth: Wukong continues to enthrall with its latest update, now featuring cutting-edge FSR4 technology that enhances both the visuals and frame rates on PC and PS5. The update, weighing in at a staggering 93.3 GB on PS5, is prompting many to consider storage upgrades or to be more selective in what games they keep installed for optimal performance. Final Fantasy XIV. Fans have something to cheer about too, as the newest patch arrives to pave the way for the highly anticipated Dawn Trail expansion after months of longing for fresh content. This patch introduces sweeping class balance adjustments, exciting new mechanics, and a revitalized spirit, fueling passionate discussions about evolving meta and community dreams for what's next. It's not just games, it's stories themselves making waves, as Disney announces its adaptation of Catherine Rundle's Impossible Creatures, underscoring a trend of literary works transforming into multimedia experiences. Just like in gaming, these adaptations open up new worlds for fans to explore, whether that's on screen, between pages, or across digital landscapes threaded by player choice and imagination. Community sentiment is front and center as Valorant's Dolmir's Revenge Bundle debuts to mixed reviews, with players hotly debating in-game purchase value and the direction of premium content. Football Manager 26 is also under the microscope, as fans express frustration over missing international management features, prompting a deeper conversation about what makes these simulations special. Battlefield 6 faces its own set of challenges. Some longtime players criticize changes aimed at casual gamers, advocating for improvements to core mechanics to keep both rookies and veterans engaged. On a brighter note, community-driven in-game events like Elder Scrolls Online's Writhing Wall foster camaraderie as guilds join forces to overcome weapon crafting obstacles just ahead of Update 48. As developers explore new ways to keep gameplay fresh, games like Ghost of Yoti are refining their combat systems, balancing accessibility with enough strategic depth to challenge everyone. Ninja Gaiden 4 stands out for its commitment to combat fairness, giving players ample opportunities to learn through defeat instead of punishing them for experimentation. This trend continues with innovative collaborations, like Magic, the Gathering's latest crossover with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, sending waves of excitement through communities who love seeing their favorite universes collide. And in a twist that could only happen in gaming, Valorant's Amarant dating sim, originally an April Fool's joke, has become a crowd pleaser and a testament to creative risk-taking in established franchises. Meanwhile, indie RPG Fellowship offers expansive dungeon experiences, following a design ethos that values player choice and reduces the notorious grind so many have come to dread. The latest Steam Next Fest has also delivered a treasure trove of demos, with breakout titles like Forest Strike building anticipation for its November 2025 release, and Little Nightmares 3 stealing the spotlight. New and upcoming releases keep players on their toes. Chief among them is the long-awaited House of the Dead 2 remake, which launched on October 24th, packed with stunning graphics and revitalized audio. On the business front, NetEase has announced the unexpected divestment from Fantastic Pixel Castle, reflecting continued turbulence in the mobile game sector as companies rethink strategies and investments. Randy Pitchford from Gearbox offered a rare peek behind the curtain at Borderlands 4's intricate loot systems, focusing on how dynamic itemization will enhance player engagement while keeping that signature chaos intact. Genshin Impact fans are watching the horizon for the long-teased Luna 2 update, which is rumored to bring not only new content, but generous Primogem rewards for veteran and new travelers alike. Development priorities are shifting too, as Motion Twin steps away from Dead Cells to channel energy into their new project, Windblown, stirring speculation and curiosity in the roguelite space. This week's releases span genres, with NASCAR 25, the Just Dance 2026 edition, and Blood West arriving on PS5 and PS4, offering plenty for fans during a quieter spell for blockbuster TAA launches. For Battlefield 6 players, there's good news. Specialized maps and solo-friendly modes are empowering people to hone their piloting and tactical skills, further deepening the sandbox for solo enthusiasts. The weekend saw lively community gatherings online and off, with gamers everywhere swapping stories about surprising indie finds, hilarious PvP moments, and their most anticipated titles for next year. In the thick of it all are new game announcements, starting with Steel Artery, a train city builder set in a richly imagined steampunk world, where economic motivation and autonomous AI drive the city's evolution. Looking even further ahead, Avatar Legends: The Fighting Game, planned for a 2026 launch, promises hand-drawn animations and thrilling PvP roundups with fan-favorite characters taking center stage. Marvel Rivals is keeping its universe fresh too, adding Daredevil as a playable character, and offering free rewards through a new Avatar event that has both competitive and casual players showing up in droves. Code Vein 2's newly revealed trailer teases a story packed with time travel twists, legendary heroes, and a promise of high-stakes romance and action, fueling pre-order enthusiasm. Fans are also counting down to heavy hitters like Hades 2 dropping November 20th, Metroid Prime 4 Beyond on December 4th, and the return of Final Fantasy VII Remake, Intergrade, and Dragon Quest VII Reimagined in early 26. If you're a Nintendo devotee, the recent Switch 2 bundle featuring Pokemon Legends, ZA, new amiibo, and companion guides has sparked another round of collector hype. This year has marked outstanding advancements in voice acting for games, as celebrated performances amplify stories and draw us deeper into the emotional core of virtual worlds. Hardware speculation heats up as whispers suggest the next generation Xbox will outpace the PlayStation 6, thanks to advanced hybrid technology, though fans are bracing for a wallet-busting price tag. On the skill front, Souls-like fans in Asia-Pacific are getting recognition for pushing boundaries in the genre, driving innovation and raising the bar for challenge seekers worldwide. A Blast from the Past brings Mod Nation racers roaring back online. Fans have resurrected private servers, proving just how strong the pull of nostalgia remains in multiplayer racing. Workplace gaming blends with puzzle fun in Pocket Boss, where real-world management data is spun into casual brain teasers that tickle both the strategic and silly sides of players. Amid frustration over Battlefield 6's grindier segments, players are actively swapping tips for efficient XP farming, while EA hints at addressing progression balance in upcoming updates. Meanwhile, Heroic Legacy is making waves by releasing new codes for in-game rewards, sparking a wave of fresh engagement from casual adventurers and seasoned explorers alike. Nintendo is no stranger to lively debate, fielding criticism from fans over pricing strategies for its Galaxy Games series, revealing deep divides around the perceived value in today's gaming market. For those looking to level up their setup, the Razer Wolverine V3 Pro Controller's 8K hyper-poling tech has been lauded for responsiveness and pro-friendly customization, perfect for competitive PC gamers seeking an edge. Old-school RuneScape's much-anticipated sailing update looms on the horizon, and while details are scarce, The community is abuzz with speculation about what surprise mechanics and rewards Gagex might be plotting. Square Enix has stirred up mixed reactions with news of a brand new mobile game in the Dissidia franchise, as players voice concerns over potential monetization pitfalls and gameplay depth. Emerging collaborations remain a hot topic, such as Fortnite's high-profile Scooby-Doo crossover, which, while exciting for many, has some fans fuming about in-game purchase pricing and cosmetics value. As the industry continues rapid-fire innovation, all eyes are on the PS6, rumored for a 2027 launch, while upcoming big-budget titles like James Bond's 007, First Light's promise not just action, but richer character narratives. The throughline in all the recent news is unmistakable. Developers and publishers who listen deeply to their communities and invest in bold, creative storytelling are setting the pace for everyone else. Altogether, the gaming industry is transforming at a dizzying pace, fueled by passionate player engagement, inventive crossovers, and technical breakthroughs on all fronts. Whether you're a competitive PvPer, a lore-focused single player, a dedicated collector, or someone new to the scene, there's something for you in today's landscape, if you know where to look. So that's your VG Buzz Roundup, packed with launches, patch notes, debates, and more, as we enter another week of surprises and next-level adventures in gaming. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.